Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The 11 to 1 show with LMFM.
Revenge bedtime procrastination. I've heard it all now. Are you guilty of this? I know I am. More after Whitney Houston.
I don't know why I like it.
Whitney Houston, so emotional. People think that she's singing that about her fella. She's not. She's singing it about her bed, I've just realised now. Yeah, because like the rest of us, she's probably suffering after the effects of revenge bedtime procrastination. What on earth is this? I hear you ask. You know, every morning you get up and you've got the tired eyes and you're trying to stifle a yawn, and we say, that's it. Tonight, I will be in that bed early and I'm going to get a great night's sleep. But then, you know, the day goes on, and around about this time, when I'm feeling very good, I've had my coffee, I'm here with you, I have a renewed motivation to seize the day and get stuff done. Do you know what I mean? And then what happens is, you know, things, tasks associated with work will sort of win out. They'll take precedence over sort of our fun, leisure time. And then this is when revenge bedtime procrastination kicks in. Round about sort of 9:30, between the hours of 9 and 10, right, for me, what happens is we try to reclaim time for leisure that we have lost out due to the busy working day, right? So we'll say, oh, forget about it. I'm not going to bed now. Sorry, I've just spent this whole day working and now you expect me to go to bed without any sort of crack or fun? So what we do is we sacrifice sleep for a few hours of entertainment, even though we know we're going to repeat the cycle again the next day. So in that moment, revenge bedtime procrastination is really tempting, particularly when you're watching The Gentlemen on Netflix and you've got one more episode to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, how can you go to bed after that sort of, you know, high voltage entertainment? No, it's not going to happen. But according to the Sleep Foundation, people like me who engage in bedtime procrastination are aware that they need to and generally want to receive enough sleep. The intention is there, but we fail to do so. But the concept of sleep procrastination is still an emerging one in the science field. One study found, though, that students with women as well more unlikely to engage in this behaviour. Yeah, guilty as charged. So it's linked to significant stress from daytime hours. I don't know if I go that far now, but it is in response to the extended work hours. OK, so you kind of have no relaxation time. So this is what we do. We scroll on our phone. We catch up on that TV series. Last night, I ended up, I went up to bed, I kid you not, after doing some work, and it was 10:45 between household work and all that kind of crap. It was 10:45, one of those busy nights. And I says, I'm reading my book. So I ended up reading my book until 1 a.m. This is what's happening. But according to the Sleep Foundation, the deprivation can have notable negative effects on our mental, physical and emotional health. So we got to worry, you know, watch out for this stuff. Also, it'll impact on our memory. Right. What was that? And decision making, as well as daytime sleepiness. So it's all a vicious cycle. But I'm wondering, are you like me? Are you guilty of revenge bedtime procrastination? You know, you got the kids to bed, the house is clean, but oh look, it's 10 o'clock. Where's my time? Oh, here's a lovely series on Netflix I'm going to binge watch until 1 a.m. It happens. I get you. Does it happen to you? Let me know. 086 1800 64. Miley Cyrus with Flowers, her absolutely iconic revenge track. People are calling that one. We're calling this revenge procrastination, revenge bedtime procrastination. Yes, definitely, says a message here. Although you know that you're guilty of this when you spend the majority of the time, it's supposed to be, you know, for your leisure, actually scrolling through Netflix trying to figure out what to watch. Oh, that's double the procrastination. That happens to me as well. There's too much choice. But you know what I've done, actually? This is a good trick. So say I go into the different genres, right, on Netflix. So I decide, right, it has to be action, right? That's it. And you have to pick something in that line and you can't go into anything else. So it just forces you to pick a bit quicker, because this is what happens to us. We have too much choice now. We really do. Anyway, speaking of great series, there's rumours of a film version of a great series that could be coming to the big screen. More details on that on the way. And we've got music from Taylor Swift.
The 11 to 1 show.
Something a little different to enjoy over the Easter break, but the Railway Preservation Society of Ireland, they are running two steam trains on Easter Monday. They're going from Drogheda to Dundalk and Skerries. And I think there's a lot of people that would be interested in this, particularly children. And the children are going to get an Easter egg on the journey as well. You can find out the details, steamtrainsireland.com. And there's also a Facebook page as well, or PSI Dublin Facebook page. And this is all very much, they're a voluntary society and they want to give back in this way. So they're going to be running the trains on Easter Monday, Drogheda to Dundalk, and also Skerries. So the details again, steamtrainsireland.com. Come.
Hi, I'm Taylor Swift.
Your music, your station, LMFM.
Taylor Swift with Cruel Summer and LMFM's 11 to 1. I adored this series. It was on Netflix. It might still be on Netflix. You know, the way they kind of take it off and on and off and on. But anyway, they are talking about this, right? It is Schitt's Creek, which was on Netflix. Absolutely brilliant. And starring Catherine O'Hara. And she has now said that she would be very much up for making a film based on the series. So she said she absolutely thrilled to be filming alongside her co-stars. And she said she would just love this. So she played if you've not seen this, right? It's absolutely just the best thing that I've seen. And it slipped under my radar at the time. And then a friend of mine mentioned it to me and I said, I have to get stuck into this. I think there was something like six or seven series. So it was kind of this rags to riches story, starring Catherine O'Hara as the matriarch of the Rose family, this really lavishly wealthy family who basically their accountant was messing with the books, basically, and they owed so, so much money and all of their wealth basically was stripped from them. But they did have one asset left. So Eugene Levy plays the dad in this, and he had bought a town, a kind of a nowhere town, for his son as a joke, called Schitt's Creek, right? And his son was played by his real life son, Dan Levy, and the two of them wrote this series. Well, I think it was mainly kind of Dan Levy who wrote it or whatever, but it was brilliant. But the character Catherine O'Hara played was Moira Rose, and she just had some, you know, absolute zingers of one-liners, and just she was absolutely amazing. But it was just so funny. So they had to basically leave their mansion, head off for this town, and they meet these crazy kind of, you know, small town people along the way. And it's about these really obnoxious, wealthy people trying to fit into this small town. It is brilliant. But she played the most popular character, I'd say, that's ever to hit TV in years, Moira Rose. And really, it was her brilliant lines that sort of made this. But I think it actually went under the radar for its first season, and then it appeared on Netflix in 2017 and it kind of absolutely exploded. But she was speaking on a US radio show recently and she said, I hope we do a movie. It would be so good. It was lovely to work with people who allowed you to collaborate. And Eugene and Daniel, they just did that from the very start, you know. So she had all these plans about what Moira should be like, you know. So she said, I think, you know, she should be really sort of wild and have like this kind of crazy vocabulary and kind of have an inconsistent way of speaking. And the guys were just really up for that. And she says, and what if I wear a different wig in every scene? And they were like, yeah. And they just made it happen. And she just was this really quirky, strange character. And it was brilliant. They picked up 9 Emmy Awards and it went over 6 years. And I think it's probably one of the most successful slow burn TV shows ever made. So if it is still on streaming, I know it was on Netflix, check it out. I mean, you'll not be disappointed. If you want to laugh, it's just so, so fun. Schitt's Creek, absolutely brilliant. And I'm here for it. I'm hoping they're going to make a movie out of it. Thin Lizzy, Dancing in the Moonlight. The search is on now for the Loud Rose for 2024. We're going to find out all the details with our current beautiful Rose, Emma Barry. She's going to join us next.
The 11 to 1 show. With Glow.
The search for the Loud Rose 2024 is now on, with the selection night happening in June in the Gateway Hotel in Dundalk. But what exactly is involved in the selection process? What will make a rose stand out? And what is it like to wear the crown? Well, the lady in the know is on the line with me now. She's taking her duties as Loud Rose very seriously, and she's been the perfect choice to represent the Wee County. I'm delighted to have current Loud Rose Emma Barry. She's on the line with me now. How are you getting on, Emma?
Morning, Sinead. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I believe that you're a former Green Hills student like myself, Emma, but you weren't born in Louth. You came to Drogheda when you were 7. Is that right?
Yeah, so I would have been born in Dublin, and then my family grew up, moved up when I was about 7. I suppose it was kind of typical, like, you wanted a little bit more space, kind of wanted to get kind of like the city and into more kind of like, you know, rural suburban kind of area. So yeah, Drogheda seemed like the perfect choice, kind of still being close to Dublin and family and work and everything. But I've grown up and kind of, you know, what I know is growing up in Drogheda and being a Loud woman. So
yeah, absolutely. So that, and at the age of 7 as well, I mean, do you remember it? Was it a big deal at the time?
I would probably remember like a little bit. Like, my twin would remember a lot more. My kind of memory of my childhood is you know, comes and goes, but I suppose like my biggest thing was remembering kind of fear and trepidation of moving into a new school and like leaving all your friends behind, because when you're so young, that's such a huge deal. Like, it's a big deal at any age, but particularly like kind of in those formative years, it's so scary kind of going into the unknown. But when we moved up, we actually started obviously in primary school with second class, I think it was. But, like, you know, you make friends so easy. Like, all the kids that we met were always so welcoming. Like, you know, and you kind of kept those friendships going all through the years. So it was kind of an easy transition. But obviously that initial kind of thought of was scary.
Yeah, oh, completely. And you know, this is really interesting. I didn't realise this till this morning when I was doing a bit of digging. But you're the first Rose as well from Drogheda that has made it to Tralee in a long, long time, which would have made it extra special.
Yeah, I think that, like, it's fantastic kind of to be able to say that, like, I'm probably the first kind of, you know, South Loud Rose as such, because, like, yeah, I think, like, for so long there was such a huge kind of influence of Rose Tralee in kind of, like, you know, the mid and north of the county. So it was great for me, and it was, like, you know, a huge privilege to be able to say that, like, you know, we're kind of putting Drogheda back on the map for the Rose Tralee. So yeah, it was fantastic, and I'm really proud of that fact.
And what inspired you to participate in the competition initially, and what has the whole experience meant to you?
I think probably, like, it's something I kind of would have grown up with. Like, my sisters and I would have grown up watching it. Like, you know, you see all the beautiful dresses and all the girls. Like, when you're so small, they just seem like princesses.
Yeah.
So I think it was always just part of Irish culture. And then, you know, during COVID and all the lockdowns, kind of got back to exploring and appreciating Ireland. And like in our heritage and all those kind of different ways. But I really suppose that kind of what prompted me was during like those lockdown years where everything seemed so kind of like strange and alien. And just kind of, you know, I really wanted to put myself back out there. My mom had been particularly really unwell during COVID. So that really prompted me to want to kind of, you know, live life to the fullest and experience as much as I could. Like in the time that you're here, I think it's really important to kind of put yourself out of your comfort zone and just go for it.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
And like throughout the whole experience, I've just had like so many things. I've seen so much and done so much that I never, ever would have done if I hadn't taken this chance. So I think that's kind of, you know, what's I've really appreciated and valued being Loud Rose so far.
Oh, totally. And it must be the most surreal thing ever when they like announce your name on that selection night.
Yeah, I actually just burst into tears because I think I was like, I was quite nervous and like you do have a kind of sense of anticipation. And I think it wasn't for a few days after it kind of hit me. I was like, oh, I'm going to be on stage. I'm going to be on national TV. health kind of thing. Like it was an absolute whirlwind. But I wouldn't change it. But it was fantastic, I suppose. The shock and kind of dealing with getting ready and like, you know, the ups and downs that come with that was interesting. But
yeah,
brilliant.
Oh, and then you get, as you say, you get to go all the way to Tralee, and like you say, it is such a whirlwind. Like I remember chatting to Lane, the Meath Rose last year about the, you know, all, the whole tour and the prep and all the outfits and the appearances. Like it's very full on, isn't it?
It is, but I think like that's the fun of it, the Rose of Tralee Festival has kind of changed in the last number of years. That the structure is that every rose that's selected goes straight to Tralee. So they will be on stage. They'll take part in the rose tour with all the other international roses. So like that's kind of, you know, where the real excitement is, and like you really get to sense like what the festival is and what it means to so many people in Ireland and worldwide. But yeah, it is like it's crazy, and there's like shoes everywhere and dresses everywhere and like, you know, the press of trying to get everything into one suitcase is intense, but it's so much fun, honestly.
And there's great camaraderie, which I love about this competition over, say, you know, because sometimes pageants can kind of get a bad rap, but this is not like that at all. It's very like all the girls are very supportive of each other, aren't they?
They are. And I suppose like that's probably like one word that I'd really kind of try to like shun away from, is that kind of pageant. It's not like that at all.
Yeah.
I know that probably sounds like a cliche, and so many people say it's a festival, but like, it really is, and it's a huge celebration of women, and I do think it's nice to kind of have this environment where people like really support each other and like big each other up as women. I think it's really important. But as well, like I'm seeing kind of like the Rose family as such in every aspect of my life. Like I started a new job in September and I'm sitting at my desk, and a woman comes up who works in my office and is like, "Were you in the Rose of Tralee?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm the Loud Rose." And she's like, "Oh, I'm the Queensland Rose from 2013. So
wow.
Like, there's like, you will always meet a Rose or someone who's involved in the festival or like has been to the festival or experienced it in some way, no matter like what avenue you take in life. And that's been phenomenal for me, like just, you know, being able to meet new people in so many different ways through it. I think it's been amazing.
Yeah, and I think you're so right. You know, it's about women being celebrated, which I think is really, really important. So the search now is on for the next Loud Rose. So tell us what exactly is involved in the selection process night.
For the Loud Centre this year, under the guidance of our coordinator, Clodagh, who just is an absolutely phenomenal woman, and I really don't know how she does it because she's just such a powerhouse.
I've met her, she is.
She has organised loads of exciting events for us as part of the Loud Rose Tour. So we have our mystery tour coming up in April, and I know we're organised to go visit the Greenore Rail and Maritime Museum.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, which would be really brilliant. And then we're taking part in the Women's Mini Marathon as a group, and hopefully a few more things along the way. But like, we've been really spoiled so far that we've gotten to attend Dundalk races as myself, the Loud Rose, and then some of the Loud Rose entrants. And then we're also in the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dundalk there. And like, for me, it's an absolute personal highlight to be involved like this in kind of community events. I think for me that's what it was all about, was being involved in my community and getting to experience this and meet new people in those ways. So yeah, it's some really fun filled weeks ahead, so I'm really looking forward to it.
And at this stage, have people entered, or are you still looking for people to enter?
Yeah, so we have a number of entrants already, and we are still really encouraging anyone who has even like slightest bit of interest to apply. If anyone is looking for a little bit more information, we're having an information evening this Thursday on Zoom at 8 p.m. And if anyone does want to come along and just hear a little bit about the experience or, you know, what's involved, they can just contact us on any of our social medias for the link. Or else if you're absolutely dead sure that you want to apply, the applications are open for the 2024 Loud Rose on rosetralee.ie, or you can email the Loud Rose Centre or contact us again on social media and we'll be able to signpost you in the right ways for us.
Fantastic. And in terms of, you know, you've mentioned the amount of, you know, activities and things that you've had to do, you know, around in the lead up to the actual festival, but in the months preceding and afterwards as well. And I mean, that is a big responsibility. But you were also very busy because you were training to be a teacher at the time as well, which must have been quite the juggle.
Yeah, I suppose it's, I'm an eternal student. I'm kind of toying with the idea of going back to college again, probably much to the dismay of my parents who are listening. But yeah, I think it was just one of those things, like, you know, you always have things on in life, whether it's work, college, and maybe, you know, some of the Roses who are thinking of entering might have children. Like, there's always going to be things in life that we need to juggle. But it is, I think, because the community in Loud is so supportive, whether that's through the Rose Centre, or even at a local level, or your family, you always will have that kind of, you know, backing to really get you through it. I know, like, when I was going through all the different events and things like that, I had my family, my sister, my boyfriend, like, trying to help me organise everything and drive me places and get things sorted. So it can be manic, it can be definitely a little bit stressful, but ultimately it's fun and it's such an incredible experience I've been part of, and I'm genuinely so thankful for it.
Well, Emma, you know, I think the next Loud Rose has big shoes to fill. That is for sure. You've been an absolute credit to the Wee County and to represent us so well. I want to wish you well with your future endeavours. I know you have lots of plans for the future, and I wish you well with all of that, and enjoy the last little bit of time before you have to hand over that crown.
Thank you. I'm definitely going to try to make the most of it, but I'm sure with the entrance, the other Loud Rose entrance now for the 2024 Rose, we'll have such a great time. So yeah, it's definitely bittersweet, but I'll be so excited to see who does get the sash on the 15th of June and see where we go from there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat with us today. Emma Barry there. More details, you can find out more about it. As she mentioned, there is going to be an information evening online this Thursday at 8 p.m. You can contact them at the Loud Rose Centre on Instagram for the link if you're interested in that, and rosetralee.ie for all of the details.
The 11 to 1 show.
We're going back in time now to 2015, and a British king was reburied.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Senator Windows products will help you create a secure, comfortable, energy efficient home you're proud of. Call 0818 77455.
On this day in 2015, Richard III of England, who had a reign from 1452 to 1485, he was reburied at Leicester Cathedral in England after being discovered under a car park in 2012. And today is Purple Day. It's a celebration aimed at raising worldwide awareness of epilepsy, a condition that affects over 65 million people globally. It's a neurological condition that causes seizures and often begins in childhood. It's sometimes misunderstood as well, which can lead to difficulty in social situations. So the idea of Purple Day is to provide education to those who don't understand the condition, and as well as those who have it, to recognise that they're not alone. So Purple Day today.
LMFM Northeast Update with Senator Windows. Creating the perfect home is a journey. Let us guide you. Visit our Drogheda, Dundalk and new Navan showrooms. Discover more at senatorwindows.ie.
Boyzone, No Matter What on LMFM's 11 to 1. Now, thousands of patients still flocking to Northern Ireland for the cross-border healthcare, but many are still to avail of this scheme. So patients here are missing out on faster treatments for things like your hip and knee replacements, the likes of cataract surgery and other things like that. But they are failing to use the Northern Ireland planned health scheme. Now, this was formerly known as the cross-border directive, and you don't even need to be on a waiting list. OK, so we're going to be finding out more about what this healthcare scheme is, who is kind of eligible for it, what documentation you need, all that sort of stuff in the second hour of the show. As well as that, The Drogheda Arts Festival is back again for another couple of days of events happening from the 4th to the 6th of May. And I am delighted because there's a certain TikTok star that I've been following. And I'll tell you now, you know, if you're in like a low mood and people who are on social media making you laugh, this guy guaranteed to make the laughs. He's been featured all over the place and he's coming to Drogheda. He's going to be going to Sarsfields for a special performance there as well. We're going to be finding out all the details of that. That's all coming up after 12.
L-M-F-M. The 11 to 1 show.
With L-M-F-M. Here we go.
Dua Lipa, Houdini on LMFM's 11 to 1. Sinead Brazel here with you. And it seems there's another beef with a certain two celebrities. This is doing the rounds at the moment. Rebel Wilson is going to be releasing her memoir. And there's lofty claims in this. She says that there's one guy basically in her book that she's called a massive A-hole. And she says this is in one of the chapters in the book. And apparently she took to Instagram yesterday to say that the person that she was referring to was, in fact, Sacha Baron Cohen. And they worked with each other on, I think it was out in 2016. It was a film called The Brothers of Grimsby. And she says, you know, she's accused his team saying, trying to stop press coming out about the book. She says the book will come out and you will all know the truth. She said she will not be bullied or silenced by high priced lawyers or PR crisis managers. She said this person I was talking about in one chapter is Sacha Baron Cohen. So she has named him. However, his side of the camp says, you know, we appreciate the importance of speaking out, but these demonstrably false claims are directly contradicted by extensive detailed evidence, including, documents, there's film footage and eyewitness accounts from those present before, during and after the production of The Brothers Grimsby. However, it's in the book. I don't know. And you know what they say, no smoke without fire and all that kind of stuff. But I don't know. He seems like, I mean, you know, we get this one side, don't we, of celebrities. And, you know, he seems like he is this kind of, you know, very talented, obviously, comedian. And, you know, when you see him interviewed as himself, not one of the people that he plays, he seems kind of very down to earth sort of guy. But look, there's accusations flying all over in the celebrity world at the moment with Rebel Wilson. It's called Rebel Rising, by the way, the memoir, and it's going to be out next month. Let's see what else is happening in the world of celebrity.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Hi, I'm Max. Anthony Mackie and Stephanie Beatrice star in the new series Twisted Metal, which is available to stream on Paramount Plus. It's based on the popular video game, and Anthony told us how relieved he's been with the reaction from fans.
You know, so many people have come up to me and said how much they love the show. You know, we put so much work in the backstory and the characters because there wasn't one that came along with the game. So it's fun when people pick up on that and you see them experience it with y'all.
Actor Lucas Gage has apologized to Shania Twain after she sang a ballad at his wedding, as his marriage lasted only 6 months. He joked that he was sorry for wasting her time. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire star Finn Wolfhard is no stranger to fighting terrifying otherworldly creatures and Stranger Things, but which one is a deadlier threat? Here's what he said.
I mean, I don't know. You know, they're both sort of, you know,
it's
they're
so
both very
more
different.
Violent.
Yeah, but it's a very different tone. Like, you know, like Vecna is so much more violent and kills and all this stuff. This one's a little more. Grok is a little more, and I hate to say it, chill. I don't know if they're. I think Vecna's probably like more evil. I think.
That's The Buzz. I'm Max.
The Buzz on LMFM. Keep up to date with all the latest news and gossip on the LMFM app.
Oh, another series for us to be looking forward to, Stranger Things, the fifth series of that. Absolutely fantastic. They're in process of filming that at the moment. Now getting back to the music, here's Christina Perry.
I know
I can't take one more.
Christina Perry, Jar of Hearts. Oh, the preparations are in full swing now because it is back with a bang from the 4th to the 6th of May. We're going to be talking everything to do with the Drogheda Arts Festival for 2024 with Brenda McCumusky. She's going to join us next.
The 11 to 1 show.
Drogheda Arts Festival is back from the 4th to the 6th of May with another intriguing and entertaining lineup. So it's set over 3 days of the May Bank Holiday weekend, and there's artists from all over Ireland showcasing their talents and will light a very much needed, I think, creative spark in Drogheda that weekend with a lineup that includes a singer-songwriter hailing from the west of Ireland, an artist from the County Kildare, talented musicians from Drogheda, and a very special performance by a TikTok phenomenon. And I'm delighted to have Chief Festival Programme Brenda McCumusky. She's in studio with me now. How are you getting on?
I'm good.
You look very zen for somebody that's in the run-up now to a big festival.
Well, I'm doing my best to stay zen and stay in the moment and just deal with everything as it comes my way.
Yes, I can imagine it's full on.
And it is full on.
It's, you know, it's flown by once again. We're back to this now. We're in the run-up to it. So tell me, what can we look forward to? Because it's a little bit different than previous years, isn't it?
It is a bit different. We're concentrating more on music, and also we've had a shorter run-up to the festival this year. So I've tried to program a comprehensive and something that has a little bit of everything for people. So we have, as you mentioned, a TikTok phenomenon.
Yeah,
your favorite.
This guy, right? It just brightens my day. People are going to absolutely go mad when they hear who this is. Tell them, go on, tell them who it is.
So we have Garen Noon, the TikTok phenomenon.
There you
go. Who hails from Mayo, and if you ever sign on to social media, you will no doubt have heard his catchphrase, "Follow me, I'm delicious."
Oh, that's a very good version of it now. Yeah.
It is.
"Follow me, I'm delicious." It's his catchphrase. And, you know, I stumbled upon him when he was given out about how the size of chocolate has shrunk. And I just thought, there is a man that's talking about the important issues.
The important issues. He covers all the important, like what brand of tea to have.
Oh, listen. Yeah, completely. Yeah.
But he also, people may not know, or it's been overshadowed by his meteoric rise on social media, that he's an amazing singer-songwriter.
He really is, yeah.
And his voice is incredible. So I was lucky enough to actually get Garen before he started his Irish tour, mm-hmm. To come to the Living Room in Sarsfields. Now, he's
brilliant.
Playing massive venues throughout Ireland. So this is a really special chance to get to go and see him in a really intimate surroundings of the Living Room, which is a lovely space anyway. So we're delighted to have him.
Now, tickets will fly.
Tickets are... I just checked before I came on air, and tickets are at a low ticket warning.
Okay.
So I think there's about 25 left.
Go, people. Go, go, go. DroghedaArtsFestival.ie if you want to find the tickets for Garen. But as well as this, so he's the big draw. He's, he sells himself, really. We don't need to talk about
it
too much.
We definitely don't.
But tell me about the rest, because you've got some really, really eclectic mix of people in here.
We do. So I'm going to go through it day by day,
yeah,
if that's
go for
okay.
It. Yeah.
So on Saturday, we're kicking things off with, we've managed to get the former Methodist Church on Lawrence's Street, mm-hmm. as a pop-up art gallery for the weekend, it's such a beautiful space.
It really is.
And we have this guy called Gav Casey, who's a renowned artist, and he's bringing his exhibition called Sound Code Image, which is a really interactive exhibition. It has AR elements, it has VR elements.
Ooh.
And it's an extraordinary fusion between art, technology and music. And it's really, really engaging. And I'd invite everyone to come along and see it. So it's going to be open every day, Saturday 11 to 5, Sunday 12 to 5 and Monday 12 to 5 p.m. as well.
So these are kind of virtual reality headsets.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah,
okay.
We have a little bit. There's a few surprises in there as well. He was up at the weekend. We were doing a site visit, and really I was blown away by seeing the actual pieces in reality. So it's really worth a visit. And I think it's going to engage both young and old, because I think it's really important to get young people involved in actual seeing arts, and that art exhibitions aren't scary, quiet places.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because this is sometimes the misconception that
Absolutely.
The art world is a bit haughty-taughty and whatever else.
Yeah.
This is breaking down all of that. And they want you, you are going to be involved in the art piece, which is absolutely fantastic with this. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you're using technology, because there's little Spotify ARs that you can use, and it's just it's a lovely, lovely exhibition, and it's, so as you said, it's welcoming, it's inviting, and hopefully engaging with the younger generation.
Yes. Okay, so that's Saturday. What else
so
have we got Saturday?
While that's going on, we have the wonderful Grainne Rafferty.
Oh, we love her. We love her here.
Doing some walking tours. So we commissioned this amazing actor, storyteller and writer to come up with a tale of hidden jewels and devilish deception.
Oh, listen, she's made for this.
And I know.
I've been privileged enough not only to have her wonderful stories here in LMFM for kids during COVID, you might recall that. That was absolutely fantastic. But also I've been on some of these walking tours. Like we are, the Shanachie is a dying out tradition in Ireland, but Grainne is bringing this back.
Grainne has
great.
It in spades.
Yeah,
Grainne has it
brilliant.
In spades. So we, you know, I commissioned her to come up with an engaging and family orientated walking tour for children, for the whole family. Now it's free.
Brilliant.
Which is another bonus, but we need you to book your tickets for it, because it is limited. Grainne can only shout so loud.
Yes.
So there will be, the tickets are limited, and it goes on 3 times a day. So the first one is at 11:30 a.m. The second one is at 2, and the third one is at 4:30 p.m. And it's just a great way to explore Drogheda and see it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's a great way to spend an hour or two with the family, and
You're going to put your hand in your pocket,
exactly.
Brenda. You're giving us for free. This is absolutely incredible.
You're going to be entertained no matter what, because Grainne certainly knows how to entertain.
Oh, she does. she does.
So then that also in the afternoon, yet another free event. We're just full of free events for you. So we have a classical trio in over in High Lanes Gallery, and that's going to be on in the afternoon at 3:30. It's a little afternoon concert, and it's a classical trio called the Farflung Trio, who are three outstanding Irish musicians who come together just for the sheer joy of playing together.
Oh, brilliant.
They have such a wonderful time. They're doing their 10-year anniversary at the moment, and they've just played in the Hugh Lane Gallery in an afternoon concert, and it's just a joy to watch them. So it's Catherine Hunke, which she's an amazing violinist, Dermot Dunn on accordion, and Malachy Robinson on double bass. And they're going to be playing some romantic opera, some Moulin Rouge, some Edith Piaf. So it's very accessible and
it's very mixed.
And they just have such a sense of fun that it's an opportunity not to be missed.
Plus, it's a wonderful location. The High Lanes Gallery, you know, is a great venue as well.
Acoustically,
for that kind of stuff.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So, yeah, so we're delighted to have them on board. And again, this is a free event. I'm not ticketing it, but places will be limited. So just come down early. And there's an amazing exhibition on there as well. So come down, get a cup of coffee, have a look at the exhibition that's in there after you've seen our one, of course.
Yes.
And enjoy some music, some free afternoon music.
Brilliant.
And then we move on to Saturday night in Drogheda Arts Centre. Now, this is going to be very special, because this is a world premiere by local musician Sonic Womb. So that's AKA Niall Gregory, who is an established artist in his own right. And he was the leader of Kachimbo.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So this is Niall's new project, which is Sonic Womb. And as the name suggests, it's a sonic immersive experience. We commissioned this piece specifically for the Arts Festival, and it's set in a classical format. So we've three movements.
Okay.
But it not only has audio, it has visual as well.
Oh, very good.
So, and that's by a local artist, Alan Conahan.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I've pronounced that right. And basically, the music and the visuals intertwine throughout, both taking a lead role at different times during the performance. So this promises to be an arresting, thought-provoking evening. One of a kind. Now it's going to be an assault on the senses, mark my words, but in a very, very, as I said, arresting way. And he also is going to bring some of his friends along. So we will have Sean O'Collins on modular percussion, Darren Rooney on double bass, and Tig Murphy on violin.
Everyone will know those guys. Absolutely.
Yes. You know, it promises to be, it's going to be special because this is a world premiere. It's never happened before.
Okay,
so,
very interesting. So that's Drihid on the Saturday night.
Exactly. And that is tickets. And you can get your tickets from www.drogheda.ie. Or if you don't want to buy online, you can always go into Drihid Arts Centre Tuesday to Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and you can get your tickets in person or you can give them a call on 041 98 33 946.
Fantastic. So then that's a jam-packed Saturday. What have we got this Sunday?
So after you've recovered from all of that on Saturday, we're easing you into Sunday because, as you know, the Boyne 10K is on the Sunday. So after you've ran your 10K, we invite you to come down to Sunday with Shiva. Now, Shiva is an extraordinary singer-songwriter from the west of Ireland, and she fuses kind of folk, jazz and neo-soul, and she just is just her voice is just extraordinary.
Well, this is a great moment to actually bring her in here because we have a track of hers. It's called How to Change Your Mind. Here's a little sample of it for you.
Under the sky blue dome, I am here and I'm open. Is it magic? Is it real? How good this feels, lying on sun-kissed ground. Confusion surrounds. I'm falling and I'm free. So take me where you me to be, take me where I'm supposed to be. Close your eyes, let the colors be light.
Oh, she's unbelievable, absolutely beautiful, voice beautiful singer. Angel. That is fantastic. So she's going to be on Sunday. Whereabouts
Sunday,
is she playing?
She's in Gerard's Church, which is my favourite.
Yeah,
I love Gerard's Church, and the Arts Festival have been using it now for a couple of years, and it's just such a magical place to have a concert. So she's going to be on with support from a local lady, Teresa McKenna, who's just come back from a tour of the Middle East.
Oh, sure.
She's amazing as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a ladies' night there in Gerard's Church. And then we're going to round up the weekend with Garen, your favourite.
My favourite at the very end. Well, listen, it's a jam-packed, as you say, something for everybody there as well. We must mention sponsors because a festival like this couldn't happen without sponsors
exactly.
And businesses getting involved, particularly the Love Drogheda, I believe, yeah?
Love Drogheda, yes. They are providing us with some street entertainment on the Saturdays and a few surprises. So, you know, it's really, really important that they come and support Drogheda Arts Festival, and we're really, really grateful for all they've done to support us. And also WePrint help us with all our printing needs, which is fantastic. And the local business community have really, really jumped on board, and we're very, very grateful to them. Of course, Drogheda Arts Festival, or Drogheda Arts Centre, rather.
Yes.
Drihid Colette.
Say no more.
We know.
She's fantastic. She is. She supports everything that is happening locally to do with the arts. Do you need volunteers? Are you on the lookout for people to give you a hand over the festival?
If people want to give us a shout on, they can email us on www.drogheda.ie. Drogheda Arts Festival, you'll find contact us on the page. So if they want to contact us, that would be great. We're always looking for volunteers and people to lend a hand. But I just want to say as well, Sinead, on behalf of Drogheda Arts Festival, I want to say thank you. Thank you for all your support and championing the arts in Drogheda and supporting us. You really have helped us over the years and you'll be sorely missed.
Oh, listen.
So I just want to say that.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. And thanks for providing so much fantastic content for the show over the last number of years as well.
Well, we hope to see you over the weekend person as well.
You will see me. Absolutely, you will. Thank you so much, Brenda McComiskey. The 4th to the 6th of May, Drogheda Arts Festival, jam-packed weekend. You can find out more at droghedaartsfestival.ie and also at Drogheda Arts Festival. They're there on social media as well.
The 11 to 1 show
with Gilmore's IE.
Music from Dermot Kennedy on the way for you right after these.
LMFM Job Search, brought to you by Bristol Myers Squibb Ireland. Choose your own adventure and choose a career with Bristol Myers Squibb Ireland at careers.bms.com/IE.
Dooley's Restaurant require a chef de partie to work in a busy, fast-paced kitchen and to be a great team player. You can email your CV to accounts@dooleysrestaurant.ie. They are also looking for a senior bar person to work in a busy bar environment and carry out all food, beverage duties in a diligent manner. You can email your CV if you're interested in this position to accounts@dooleysrestaurant.ie. And Dooley's Restaurant requires senior waiting staff to work in a busy restaurant with a minimum of 3 years' experience in a restaurant environment. The email again is accounts@dooleysrestaurant.ie. EV Power Ireland require a qualified electrician based in Meath, specialising in the installation of electric car chargers. Email your CV to info@evpowerireland.ie. A nurse is required for one-person home care in Clondalkin area, 3 to 5 year Irish hospital experience in a respiratory ward, ICU, HDU, CCU. It's €45 per hour with public holiday premium. You need to be NMBI registered. Expressions of interest with CV to recruitment at mishnockhealthcare.ie. So that is MISNEACH. healthcare.ie. Don't forget, all the details of those jobs can be found on our local job section on lmfm.ie.
LMFM Job Search.
Mr. Dermot Kennedy outnumbered on LMFM's 11 to 1. Now, thousands of patients are flocking to Northern Ireland for the cross-border healthcare, with many, though, still to avail of the scheme that's on offer. So this was formerly known as the Cross-Border Directive, but it's the Northern Ireland Planned Health Scheme. What is it? How do we use it? Who's eligible for it? All of these questions will be answered now next by Gareth Crudden. He's the Cross-Border Healthcare Team Leader. He's going to join us next.
The 11 to 1 show.
Thousands of patients are flocking to Northern Ireland for cross-border healthcare, but many are missing out on faster treatments for things like hip and knee replacements, cataracts and other surgical procedures because they're failing to use the Northern Ireland Health Scheme. Now, this was formerly known as the Cross-Border Directive, and Kingsbridge Healthcare Group, they are Northern Ireland's leading independent healthcare company. They have treated nearly 1,000 patients from Dundalk alone through this cross-border healthcare initiative. So how can we benefit? Well, joining me now to tell us more is Gareth Crudden. He's Cross-Border Healthcare Team Leader. You're very welcome, Gareth. How are you?
I'm great, Sinead. Thank you, and thanks for having us on today.
Great to have you. Now, can you explain in simple terms what the Northern Ireland Planned Health Scheme is and also how it benefits patients?
Yes, Sinead. So, as you alluded to, this was formerly known as the EU Cross-Border Directive. And following Brexit, it was simply renamed as the Northern Ireland Planned Healthcare Scheme, but everything remained the same in terms of process and application. So it's a HSE-approved scheme, and it's there to release the pressures on the HSE public waiting list. So for anyone maybe on a waiting list or potentially going on a waiting list and facing a lengthy time before procedure, they can come up north to Kingsbridge, have their treatment. They pay up front, but the HSE will reimburse them the majority of the cost. And such is the value of the scheme. Patients can be seen very, very quickly. So, for example, for hips or knees or cataracts, a patient could be dealt with within 10 to 12 weeks and back home recovering. So it's a fantastic option for many patients.
Yes, God, that really is, because you hear some horror stories of the amount of time that people are waiting, months and even years, for surgeries that should be simple, like you say. So what, I mean, I mentioned there, like, there's something like 1,000 patients, that's just from Dundalk alone, but there's thousands more that have availed of this initiative in the past 5 years there with Kingsbridge.
Janine, we've been facilitating patients from Ireland for the last 10 years under this scheme, and they're coming from as far away as West Cork and Kerry. They're travelling by bus, and whilst patients do come up north, it's probably one of the best kept secrets in Ireland that this scheme is available to patients, and credit unions are actively engaged in it, providing bridge loans for patients so that they can pay up front for the procedure. And the reimbursement then takes place about 10 to 12 weeks following discharge. So it is life-changing for many patients that have availed of it.
Oh, that's a very good point to bring up, the credit union aspect, because, you know, a lot of the reasons why people are through the public scheme is because they can't afford private healthcare and an insurance and all that kind of stuff. So that's a very good point, that the credit unions can actually, they're working hand in hand with this scheme.
They are indeed. As you mentioned, many patients don't have the money up front, especially for hip and knee procedures, which are quite expensive. So it's a great option to approach the credit union for that bridge loan and then undergo the process. And we have a dedicated cross-border team at the hospital who will help each patient with their paperwork that goes off to the HSE, ensuring that everything's in order for that reimbursement coming back.
Fantastic. So we mentioned a couple of them there. Is it most commonly the likes of the hip and the knee replacements, or what surgeries are people going up for?
They are typically the most common procedures that we see for. However, any treatment that is publicly available in a HSE hospital can be accessed via the cross-border treatment. So, for example, urology treatments, vascular treatments, cardiology treatments. Everything's available basically from head to toe. But yes, those are the most common ones that we see for. They tend to have the longer waiting lists in the HSE system.
Absolutely. And what are the misconceptions around the scheme? I mean, particularly, like we're talking, you know, about Brexit as well. Do people, you know, has that impact, you know, there as well? Are there, you know, many misconceptions around that might deter people from seeking treatment in Northern Ireland?
So when Brexit was implemented, there was a misconception that the scheme had stopped. In fact, that was not true. It was simply renamed as the NI Planned Healthcare Scheme, and that was done under a memorandum of understanding within the government. So this is to be written permanently into legislation, and the scheme continues. There's no grey area around this. We liaise very, very closely with the HSE. So it's a foolproof scheme, and the thousands of patients that have accessed that are testament to how well it works, and especially given that we have the dedicated cross-border team to help in all matters with the patients.
Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask you. You guys are there pretty much from the initial consultation right up to the reimbursement aspect of it.
We are. So we are there from the first point of contact with the hospital right through until the patient is discharged and thereafter if needs be. But we will meet every patient that comes to the hospital initially for consultation. We will ensure all their paperwork is in order, etc. And if there's anything required from the HSE, we are happy to liaise on a patient's behalf.
Okay, and you have a series of drop-in clinics organised, one happening this Thursday in the Gateway Hotel in Dundalk. Talk us through what's going to happen in the clinics.
Yes, Sinead. So we're there from 10:30 in the morning, and we're going to have a series of talks throughout the day. So they will be at 10:30. At 2:30 and at 6:30, and we'll do a presentation, just talk through the process and how it works. And for anyone who wishes to proceed, we have the ability to book an initial appointment, so that they're leaving with an appointment and knowing what their pathway is from that day forward. For anyone that can't get down to those times of the talks, they can drop in during the course of the day and we can chat on a one-to-one basis as well. So we should be there from 10:30 right through probably till about 8 or 8:30 in the evening. And for any, I would encourage any clinicians listening today, any GPs or opticians as well, who want more information, to come down to the Gateway and we can have a chat with them as well and just outline the process. There are some misconceptions that we hear of, and one of those being that patients need to be on a waiting list. That is incorrect. So if your GP or optician dictates that you need surgery and they're going to put you on a public waiting list, they can simply sign a referral and get the process started straight away, without having to go on that HSE waiting list.
Okay, and in the clinic there with yourselves at Kingsbridge, there's very little waiting list, or what are we talking about here?
Well, no, because we're a private hospital, Sinead, we don't have public waiting lists. So as I mentioned earlier, for the likes of a hip or a knee procedure, from the moment the patient contacts ourselves, I could say that in 12 weeks' time they would be home recovering from their procedure.
Okay, fantastic, fantastic. So where can people find more information then?
So they can go to our website at kingsbridgeprivatehospital.com.
Perfect.
Belfast.
Yeah, perfect.
You can find us on Facebook or Instagram as well.
Fantastic. Gareth, thank you so much for giving us all of that information today.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having us on, okay?
Thank you so much, Gareth Crudden there. So the drop-in sessions happening. The next one is this Thursday, 28th of March, and the talks are going to be on from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. at the Gateway Hotel in Dundalk. And you can find information, as he mentioned there, kingsbridgeprivatehospital.com. There's Mumford & Sons, The Cave, finishing out the show. Thank you so much for your company today. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon and I'll chat to you again tomorrow.
LMFM. Listen back to the 11 to 1 show podcast on lmfm.ie or the LMFM app. LMFM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.